Hi, my name is Ulf, the first suspect. And I don't mind being a subject of alcoholic and addict for life, I always like to add, because that part will never change. In all my beauty, without a mask, there we go. Alcoholic and addict for life, I like to say, because that part will never change. I will always have the addictive part, that physical response to alcohol. But I can change the other part, the obsession. I can change that part. But I want to talk today. I want to read a little bit out of the big book from How It Works, believe it or not. You all are familiar with chapter 5. And then I'm not prepared to speak for 15 minutes. I don't have that much to talk about. My sobriety date is, is the 17th of March, no, the 20th of March, 2017. I always get that mixed up. So I got a few years, but still in the beginning stages, I want to say. So I don't have that much wisdom accumulated, so I won't talk for too long. Page 66, Alcoholics Anonymous, of the big book, talks about resentments. And I got to read this part here, so I'm the last paragraph here. This was our course. We realized that the people who wronged us were perhaps spiritually sick. So, though we did not like the symptoms and the way these disturbed us, they, like ourselves, were sick too. We asked God to help us show them the same tolerance, pity, and patience that we would cheerfully grant a sick friend. When a person offended, we said to ourselves, "This is a sick man. How can I be helpful to him? God save me from being angry. Thy will be done." And right there is the solution, spiritual way of thinking, rather than judging the person and being offended by whatever they say. We show some forgiveness, some patience, some respect. We accept the person exactly the way they are, because I have no other choice. I can't change that person. I can only change my reaction to whatever happens in this world. Any other kind of reaction would be self-inflicted punishment. You know, when I don't live by the principles, the result is I suffer. Plain and simple, I suffer, and that is self-inflicted, because I do the old alcoholic thinking, where I think everything is about me. And that is not the way it works, I learned here in AA. Chuck C., in his book, A New Pair of Glasses, said, and I paraphrase it because I'm not very good at reciting exact words or phrases. He paraphrased, there is one problem that includes all problems, which is the ego, and there's one solution which includes all solutions, which is God or your higher power or the principles of this program. Instead of judging a person, I try to be of service. Right now, I'm working with Steve in a group, in a way to go through the steps before they had the big book. It's pretty interesting. And I tend to be judgmental and disagree, but I have to stay open-minded and say, maybe Steve has more than I know. Maybe I should just listen to this guy and see where it leads me. There are a few things that I just shake my head in disbelief, but I just have to sit back and go like, you know what? What will be revealed to me? Thanks for letting me share here.